In Syria, Bashar al-Assad is celebrating a landslide win in elections that Western observers have called a farce. For ordinary civilians, life goes on in Syria. Living with food shortages, fighting and a lack of personal freedoms due to the heavy-handed regime. Aid agencies are warning that a generation is at risk of being lost forever, as thousands of Syrian children have been killed and millions displaced, depriving many of healthcare and basic education.
But what options exist for those young people who have fled the country and sought refuge overseas? Natalie Carney met up with one 17-year-old Syrian now living in Amman, Jordan. He is putting his disturbing past behind him and taking control of his future by raising funds to complete his education with help from around the world.
I had found Sadia Samaki, or Sam as he likes to be known, online. After escaping death many times, he had posted a video asking the public to help fund his high school education while in exile in Jordan. I quickly came to learn there was much more to this young man's gentle demeanor. We met at a coffee shop in Jordan's capital, Amman. Sam was born in Canada to Syrian parents, but moved to Aleppo when he was 6 years old. He knew right away things were going to be very different. In Syria, Sam began working very early on.
When I was 9 years old, I was taught how to drive. And actually, each day I had to drive for an 80-kilometer drive to get equipment for work.
He says this is where he learned how to deal with people, a skill that would later help save his life. When the war started, his father took him out of school to help on the small family farm just outside Aleppo. As the country crumbled around him, Sam escaped into photography.
The children of your country, the women, the men of your country being killed, being slaughtered, that affected me so much. So I started learning about photography and trying to express my feeling through photography. And there where I got caught by the regime.
One day, Sam was taking pictures on his mobile phone when he was surrounded by 18 policemen and arrested, accused of being a spy for international news agencies.
The first 2 hours, I was being tortured for taking pictures, and they threw me in the basement and started beating me with a water pipe that's this big. Yeah.
He makes a circle with his hands, indicating a pipe with a diameter of about 3 inches. 9 hours later, his parents were able to negotiate his release, but his luck quickly ran out.
And then, after 1 month exactly, I was kidnapped by the FSA for 10 days.
The FSA, or Free Syrian Army, is an armed opposition group in Syria. Sam was on his family's farm when a vehicle pulled up. FSA men wielding guns jumped out and demanded the family's car. His father refused.
They were like, okay, you don't want to give us the car? Let's take your son. They took me, threw me in the car, their car, in front of my dad. I was like, Dad, don't worry. If it's meant to me to live, I will live. If not, I'm going to say goodbye if I'm dead.
Sam was taken to a small village in an area controlled by the FSA, where he was told why he was kidnapped.
A bearded guy walks into the room and looks at me and tells me, you're kidnapped by the FSA because they thought that I'm somehow in cooperation with the regime. I was like, for God's sake, the regime caught me 1 month ago. What the hell is wrong with you people?
But that did little to cool their accusations, he says. That evening, the village they were in was shelled. 15-year-old Sam was dragged into a room by one of the group's leaders.
They were very angry. He thought that the battle had something to do with me. He goes crazy. He held me from my hair, threw me again into the corner and calls his partner saying, get me the electric shocks, get me the knives. I want to torture him.
At this point, another fighter with a higher rank walked into the room.
The other guy tells me to sit down, brings me breakfast, tea, and tell the guy who was hitting me to apologize and holds my hands so I can hit him because he hit me. So I was like, no, if you hit me, I don't hit you. This is what I'm raised on. He started to cry and he doesn't know what to say.
Sam later discovered the man who wanted to torture him actually held a medical degree from the state university.
And actually, I was sad because why is this happening to this exact country? Why this all these good people are being transformed into death machines? Why is this happening?
Over his 10 days in captivity, Sam faced many other threats to his life, all the while staying strong by being kind, he says. Sam's parents had gone to the police, but were told there was nothing that could be done. The group eventually asked for a ransom of $1 million for Sam's return. In the end, his parents were again able to secure his release by negotiating the ransom down to $1,000. With the help of the Canadian government, Sam, his mother, and sister were able to escape Syria to Jordan via Turkey, although Sam's father chose to stay in Syria. Through all this time, Sam continued with his photography.
When I was taking a photograph, I forget everything around me. I'm in a totally different world where there's nothing. There's only quiet. Everything's okay, there's no bombs. And that's how I managed to escape and not go crazy and depressed by the whole thing.
Life in Jordan has been good to Sam, he says. He's found a job as a technical agent at shopgo.me and started saving for school. He's even been accepted with a partial scholarship into one of Jordan's best educational institutes. However, he still can't afford the remaining tuition, so he started a fundraising drive.
This is my story. Please support me so I can accomplish my dreams and prove that we control our opportunities.
Sam's online video exhibits his favorite photos over a script about his life that he wrote and voiced. He published it on a fundraising website in the hope people would help him raise the funds needed to finish his high school diploma. Sam would later like to use photography to help others who have suffered from war through expressive art therapy. For a now 17-year-old, he has already learned a lot from a lifetime of experiences, he says. The key is staying positive about the future.
We create opportunities. We don't wait for opportunities to come. They don't come. We create them.
Sadia Samaki, ending that report, sent to us by Natalie Carney from Jordan.